USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Henri has weakened into a tropical depression, but is still dumping heavy rains across southern New England. The storm made landfall Sunday afternoon in Rhode Island after weakening from hurricane strength. Henri is forecast to continue dumping rain through Monday night, with 3 to 6 inches expected in Long Island, New England, and parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, with isolated totals of 10 to 12 inches possible in northern New Jersey and southern New York. And President Biden addressed the nation on Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans have been evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden said that the risk of an attack from ISIS has led U.S. troops on the ground to extend the perimeter around the Kabul airport in an effort to protect those evacuating from the country. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The governors of several states have made statements over the past week that they would welcome Afghan refugees to their states. Three Balkan countries, Albania, Kosovo, and North Macedonia, have also offered to take in some of the thousands of refugees fleeing Kabul. Senator Jody Ernst says that the U.S. should also welcome Afghan refugees. The Iowa senator tells ABC's This Week that they need to be fully vetted before arriving in the United States.
Well, we want to welcome those that are fully vetted. That is extremely important that we make sure they are vetted before they touch down on American soil. And that is why it is so important that we continue working with these third country nations, providing them whatever support we can within those countries. And this is where President Biden, unfortunately, has really, he has messed it up. I'll just put it out there. Of course, with our international community, with his haphazard withdrawal, if we had been working with those allies, those partner countries, this would have been a lot easier.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the U.S. is set to roll out a third dose of COVID vaccine for anyone who's fully vaccinated, the question of side effects is being raised. Tim Berg reports.
COVID booster shots are going to be available to anyone who is eligible as soon as next month. The CDC and FDA believing the third shot will booster protection as the initial two shots begin to wear down over time. Health officials saying a third shot will come 8 months after the second dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. It is recommended that anyone with a compromised immune system get the third shot as soon as possible. As far as any side effects from that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News.
There's a little bit less information about how this third dose people might respond because it's not something that we've been doing on a widespread basis. I think in general, the common sense answer to that is you can expect similar maybe aches, muscle pain, fever for 24 to 48 hours, because that's what tends to happen when the immune system is ramping up in response to any vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.